Hey, what's going on? It's your host of the Two Truths and a Lie podcast, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you are subscribed so you don't miss an episode. And if you caught my TikTok, then you already know what the lie is. I'm sure I made it so fucking easy. You guys are going to figure it out. So let's go through the top three topics tonight. And that's our two truths and a lie. But I feel like we have a lot to talk about, so we're going to get right to it, okay? Republicans are mourning the loss of McCarthy. He's out as speaker. Hunter Biden pled guilty to gun charges, and the COVID shot is linked to vaginal bleeding. So, where should we start? I don't know if I should start with the truth. We should, because that's going to be the shortest topic, because we all already know. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't know. Okay. Hunter Biden absolutely did not plead guilty. He pled not guilty, just like he didn't claim the cocaine in the White House. You know what I'm saying? This kid has never had to take responsibility for anything in his life. Why would he start now? Make it make sense. It doesn't. He's going to get away with everything. That's what happens when you are the son of the most corrupt president ever. So let's move on to the shit that matters. The COVID shot being linked to vaginal bleeding, that is in fact true, and that sucks. So, ladies, if you are having unexplained periods and you got the jabby jab, that's just part of your thank you package on top of heart risks, health risks, whatever other risks are in taking a shot that you know nothing about. That is part of the you're a winner, winner, chicken dinner, and we're gonna fuck up your life package. So it is showing up even in women that have gone through menopause. So I don't really think that you have a chance of getting pregnant. I think, in fact, the vaccine is kind of there to ensure that you don't. So I don't want you freaking out like suddenly you have your period back and you're 60 years old and you're worried about getting knocked up. I think you're good. I think you're good. So still, my gosh, I think having a period once a month is enough. I couldn't imagine adding excess bleeding to that. So no thank you on the shot. But guess what? Guess what, friends? The FDA is still promoting it because it's safe. And now they have a new formula, a new formula. Imagine that, because they're doing all the research and all the studies, all the feedback, and they keep track with questionnaires. So they're asking like hundreds of thousands of people about their experience with the shot so that they can keep getting better. So I guess all you all in the beginning were just test dummies. I don't know. Who knows? And maybe they're seeing that it wasn't as effective because too many of you are still alive, too many of you are still getting pregnant. I'm not sure really what's going to tip them over, but it is still being promoted. Please take the shot. Get the jabby jab. Republicans. Oh, I gave you two lies, bitch. I just caught myself, you guys. I did that on TikTok too. I gave you two lies because Republicans are very happy that the rhino is gone. That's hilarious. Did you guys catch that? I lied twice. That's why you can never come on here and take shit what I say seriously, okay? You just cannot take it for fact ever because I am not qualified for this, okay? We're just having a good time here. It's entertainment, all fun. Before you're trying to fact check, we're just having fun here. But yes, all the Republicans backed the Democrats after, I think it was the Who was it? Who ousted him? Let me try to find this. Oh, Gates said, okay, this is what happened. Kevin McCarthy, shocker, had a secret deal with the Democrats on Ukraine. How many people are in on the secret deal? Okay. How many people? I mean, they had to have Republicans in their pocket, right? Or this really wasn't going to work. But the more we can get rid of, okay, the more we can put out on public display for being ridiculous, the better we are. But McCarthy, of course, he's denying it, okay? But he was baiting Republicans for votes for a continuing resolution without Ukraine money, saying that we're going to jam the Senate on Ukraine, right? And then he turns around and makes a secret deal because fuck him. They probably have pictures of him on Epstein's Island, so they get to hold that against him because God forbid. I mean, everyone's just a puppet. And they're at the mercy of whoever is pulling the strings. And I would love to know, like, who is this whoever? Who's really pulling the strings? We'll never know. We do not know the person that exists that is really calling the shots out there, okay? Biden's a fucking meat suit puppet dummy. not taking anything serious. Like, he doesn't even know what's going on. But even in the point in his career when he was mentally coherent, he still was fucking clueless. Okay. He didn't do shit in his entire career as a career politician. Okay. Except blow smoke up everybody's ass. Anyway, so he's out and everyone's excited, and that was it. That secret deal put them over the edge. We're done there. I can't believe I did the two lies, you guys. I'm embarrassed. I literally turned red right now. I didn't even catch myself doing that. But I know y'all knew that he didn't plead guilty. That fucker, come on. So let's talk about some shit that I think is pretty serious. This was just like some main topics to fuck around with. I think that's a win for the Republicans, right? Getting rid of one piece of trash at a time. I did see an article while I was perusing. I'm perusing the internet for shit for you guys. Okay. I'm like, what happened today? What's going on today that I feel like we can talk about or just fuck around about or make fun of? And I saw something that absolutely made me sick, and you're going to get sick too. And that's okay, because I'm going to give you a mental image of something that might make you feel better. Okay. Because the reason it stood out so much is, it's about a babysitter. And the fact that I said babysitter, I guarantee you guys are already like, you can imagine it is the worst. It's every parent's worst nightmare. Okay. This 34-year-old childcare provider, he's from California, was convicted today, molesting 17 boys, aged 2 to 14. Okay. Convicted in Orange County Superior Court jury of 34 felony sex charges from 2014 through 2019. He faces a maximum of 690 years to life in prison when he's sentenced. And I feel like my husband listens to a guy named Andy Frisella, and Andy talks about getting a wood chipper to put sex offenders in, and that's how they die. Like, we just drive up the street, and if you're a convicted sex offender with children, you're done. You're getting put in the wood chipper. And so yesterday, my husband and I are walking in Home Depot, and there's like these mini wood chippers. Like, they're just little guys, okay? And he's like, that's what we need, babe. I'm like, you can't use that. It's too small. He's like, fuck yeah, you can. You just put in one leg at a time and let him feel that, like, you know. And I think that's great right now. I wish that's what was happening to this. His name is Matthew Antonio Zakruski. I don't fucking know. Something Z. We'll call him Z-Man. A wood chipper on his leg, and then, you know, shake up a jar of ants and put them on his face. And then let all the kids just take turns stoning him for the rest of his death. I don't know. Let him have a little bit of revenge, right? Give him some of their power back. That's what needs to happen. We don't do shit to these people. Oh, you want to go to prison where you can watch TV and eat and have everything taken care of and do whatever? Fuck you. And he obviously likes boys. So we're actually like giving him a gift, okay? Oh no, men are going to rape me for the rest of my life. Wah. Come on, you guys. This is the shit I'm talking about. We the people, we're going to have to go old school. I literally watched this clip the other day of this pastor, and he's pissed at the state of he is pissed at what's going on in the country right now. And he's telling his congregation, like, I get it. I get all this, but sometimes you have to go Old Testament God on people. And he said, I'm not afraid to do that. Meaning it's time that people are facing true punishment. So I think we all need to go a little Old Testament. And that's it. We need to kick some ass and take some names. That's it. It's ridiculous that these people have no penalty. They're not held accountable. We reward them. Three hots in a cot. Isn't that what they say? Free healthcare. Dude has it made. And these babies, that fucking sucks what they're going to have to go through. It sucks. A life sentence doesn't pay for that. And I guarantee his death doesn't take it away either, but I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't mind throwing some rocks at people that have fucked me up. I wouldn't mind. Let me have my swing.
And then I can get onto my healing, knowing my power's back, and this guy isn't just living his best life in prison. We need to go old school. Cutting off the hand in the middle of the city, do the wood chipper. And it should be a tiny ass wood chipper. I thought mercy, you know, like a big wood chipper, like let's get the whole body. But no, I think one body part at a time would be fine. I think that's great. I don't listen to Andy. I've done a 75 hard, but I'll be honest, I don't listen to podcasts. I can't. I'll compare myself. I'll freak myself out. I'll get in my head, and then I won't be doing, we won't be having these conversations. And bitch, I know you want to have these conversations. So I don't listen, but cheers to Andy for, you know, the idea of the wood chipper, because it definitely needs to happen for sure. What else happened today? I know President Trump testified in court for the second day, and the judge threw a gag order on everything. I know I definitely, this will be our last little conversation here. The phone thing, okay? Let me tell you guys my dilemma. I've got trust issues, okay? The government has given me full on trust issues. Like, they're being very obvious that OSHA is running this test tomorrow. They're stating it everywhere. And I feel like, are they telling us to turn our phones off so we miss something? Are they doing it hoping we don't turn them off because they know we don't trust them anymore, and then something bad happens? Like, I know there's an agenda. That's what I've learned. What I know to be true, I know there's an agenda. And I've tried to rack my brain. I've tried to rack my brain about, like, what is the sign? What can they do, right? I looked through some conspiracy theories, and, like, what can they do? People are talking about they're going to send a signal that's going to activate some frequency that's going to fuck with people that have the vaccine. And I've heard that stuff, but honestly, how can you do that? You can't change a frequency in my phone. My ringer is going to be the same. You can't change the tone of that. You can't change any of that. I don't know if they can output stuff from the towers. I don't know. So now I'm very confused. Are you guys turning your phone off? Are you leaving it on? I don't know. I don't know what to do. Is there something that's going to happen? Or are they doing this warning thing because they know something big is coming and they want to, you know, make sure? I don't know. That's what happens when people lie to you so much. It's the little boy who cried wolf. Like, when do we believe them? We don't. We can't. So what's the right thing to do tomorrow? Do I turn off half my phones and just leave one on to make sure? And I guess it's more than phones. They're talking about anything that can receive a signal. So computers, TVs, basically we're supposed to run for the mountains. I don't know. So maybe that's it. Maybe they're hoping people will be outside their homes and they, you guys, like, it's just fuckery to me. It's fuckery. And I know it's going to be something. I just can't figure. I just don't know what it is yet. And that sucks because then we can't prepare. We're not going to see it coming. Are we going to see it afterwards? Are we going to know? There's always something. They're up to something. Those guys don't give a fuck about us. They're not trying to warn us about a signal. If they want to send these signals out, why would they encourage us to turn off our phones? You know what I'm saying? So it's very, very peculiar. And I'm perplexed. I just honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. But something big's happening and we're probably not going to know about it, just like everything else, like, you know, until they need us to look another direction. I'm not sure. So we'll see what happens. But you guys, this is Two Truths and a Lie. I hope you appreciate the articles we went through today. I do sincerely. I'm sorry for the two lies. Like, that probably fucked you up. You're probably very confused because if you know anything about anything, you know that McCarthy was a snake. Okay. We knew everybody hated him anyway, and it was time for him to be called out on his bullshit. So nobody's mourning that except the Democrats, because now they're like, fuck, who can we bribe? Who can we get in our pocket again? And there's plenty out there, I'm sure. So it's just about who's next, right? We don't really kill the snake like that, one little piece at a time. Like, we got the teeny tiny tip of his tail at this point. Ooh. So nothing serious, but it is a win. It's a small win. Let's take it, right? I say celebrate your victories, celebrate your success. That was definitely a success. And yeah, Wood chipper, bitches. Wood chipper. All right, y'all. Have a great day, and I'll catch you. Well, maybe I won't. Maybe they're going to take out all our electronics and see how the world reacts. I don't know. Is that it? They want to see if everybody will turn it off and then we can prepare for, you know, the day they do make the world go black. I don't know. That's so fucked up. So sleep tight, bitches. And I hope I see you guys tomorrow.